93.7 and 94.1 The Wave, where the local news watch never stops. I'm Arthur Wyman. This update brought to you by Darling Chevrolet in Ellsworth. New or used, you'll do better at Darling's. Mostly cloudy skies will prevail on this Patriots Day, and rain moves in later on. Your Wave Weather Watch details are coming right up. The National Transportation Safety Board is resuming their search for the data recorder of the El Faro. The El Faro sank on October 1st of last year during Hurricane Joaquin. There were 33 people on board, including five alumni from Maine Maritime Academy in Castine. Yesterday, NTSB officials said their goal is to find the data recorder and better document the wreckage to help determine exactly why and how the ship sank. A research vessel will be departing from Charleston, South Carolina today, heading to the wreckage site near Crooked Island, Bahamas. Once on site, investigators will use an underwater vehicle to help locate the data recorder. 5,000 police will be on the streets today for the running of the Boston Marathon. Security is being tightened not only because of the 2013 bombings, but the recent attacks in Brussels. There are no specific threats, but Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says they're not taking any chances.
It's a real crazy world out there, and you know, you can never be too safe. But you know, in the near future, hopefully we can slowly but surely get it back to the way it was.
Today is tax day for most of the U.S. Normally, tax returns are due on April 15th, but Emancipation Day was on April 16th, which is a legal holiday in Washington, D.C. Federal employees get the day off, but because it fell on a Saturday this year, they got Friday the 15th off. That pushed tax day to today, but because Maine and Massachusetts celebrate Patriots Day today, we get an extra day to file our taxes. However, while our 1040s are due on Tuesday, those of us who pay quarterly taxes still must file them today. The 15th annual Kenduskate Stream Canoe Race was held on Saturday under beautiful blue skies. Bangor Parks and Recreation Director Tracy Willett says the race has become the unofficial start of spring for the Bangor area.
It's that event that kind of says to people, I think, that spring is finally here. We can really get out and start to do some things.
Debbie Gendreau is the superintendent of recreation, and I asked her how many participants there were this year.
The race is going wonderful. I mean, we have over 900 participants today and 493 boats. So this is the most we've had in many, many years.
A complete list of finishers is available online at bangorparksandrec.com. An attempted home invasion in Franklin on Friday had the Hancock County Sheriff's Department and state police combing the area. There was little information to go on, and the Hancock County Sheriff's Department says no one was apprehended, but they ask if anyone sees any suspicious activities in the area to report it immediately and to keep your doors and windows locked. Now here's your local weather watch from the Mainly Eyes Weather Center. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of rain showers this evening, then a chance of rain and snow showers after midnight. Lows will be in the mid 30s. And for Tuesday, cloudy skies with a chance of rain and snow showers in the morning, then rain showers likely in the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 40s to the lower 50s. I'm Arthur Wyman on your community information station, 93.7 and 94.1 The Wave.